from WGCU News, I'm Reggie Iacovone. Scientists with Florida Atlantic University's Harbor Branch Oceanic Institute were in Fort Myers Monday, investigating possible human health effects of exposure to algae toxins. WGCU's Andrea Perdomo has more.
Researchers gathered blood, urine, and nasal samples from locals to test for traces of microcystins, the toxin produced by freshwater cyanobacteria, commonly known as blue-green algae. Adam Schaefer is the director of the study.
We really just want to look at where they're potentially exposed to these blooms and then relating those back to the specific environmental concentrations that we're able to measure and try to build a bigger picture of what's going on in terms of the ecosystem and human health.
FAU began the study by taking samples from community members in the Fort Pierce area on the East Coast. Southwest Florida pharmacist Carl Deigert says his concern for the deteriorating water quality led him to contact Schaefer's team and have them collect similar data from local residents.
I refer to it as the toxic water movement now instead of the clean water movement because that's what we've got here in Southwest Florida. The more I dig, the more concerning it becomes, and this is what's led me to be involved and try to arrange this to a benefit of everybody here in Southwest Florida.
Word of the study was spread on social media. Both people that have been exposed to contaminated waterways and those that have not were encouraged to participate.
This is just the beginning. It's more of a pilot analysis to developing longer-term data sets and informing us. So we really don't know a lot. So unfortunately, you know, we're going to have to continue to work through the process. This is such an important issue to South Florida in general that we also want to make sure that we do our due diligence.
The participants will not receive individual results back, but the samples taken will help Schaefer and his team get a better understanding of how humans are being impacted by exposure to the toxins produced by the algal blooms plaguing the state. The study's findings may take 6 to 9 months to be published after researchers finish collecting samples. Andrea Perdomo, WGCU News, Fort Myers.